Blog Talk Radio.
Your life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. It is Tough Talk Tuesday and time to get your rant and rave on. I want to hear from you, whatever has gotten your panties in a bunch or your knickers in a knot. I want to hear about it tonight on Tough Talk Tuesday. Time to get your rant and rave on. I'm going to give you the phone number so you can call in live at the top of our show. The phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And this show is all about getting your rant and rave on. What is the matter with you? If someone bothered you, if someone said something, it doesn't matter what the topic is. It can be politics, economics, home life, what's happening on your job. If it is irritating you, I want to hear about it. And on top of the things that you're going to rant about, we're going to also talk about 6 money habits that are illegal. We're going to continue with our conversation a little bit about identity theft, credit freeze, reporting unauthorized charges on your credit card or bank card. We kind of talked about that a little bit yesterday, so we're going to finish up those topics, as well as some other things that you want to talk about, because on Tough Talk Tuesday, it is all about you having a chance to vent and get your chance to rant and rave. Now, remember, our chat room is also open, so you can definitely join us in the chat room. For those of you all who are in the chat room, I will be there in just a second, and thank you for joining me. And if you would like to tweet me, we are on Twitter, so that's Twitter at Secure Your Life, as well as Facebook at Secure Your Life. But before we do anything, I must play the disclaimer, so we'll be right back right after the disclaimer so that I can hear your rant and rave on Tough Talk Tuesday.
it is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Pericon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back. And for those of you all who just tuned in, you are listening to Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time for you to get your rant and rave on. At the top of the show, we always allow our audience to have their say. If you have anything that has gotten your panties in a bunch or your knickers in a knot, I want to hear about it from you. The phone lines are open right now at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. You can also join me in the chat room as well as Twitter and Facebook. So I definitely would like to hear from you, because we're going to have some really great conversations going on. I'm pretty sure that by being Tuesday, a lot of people have a tough time on Monday, but I decided to make Tough Talk on Tuesday to give you an opportunity to vent what has gotten your panties in a bunch and your knickers in a knot. I'm going to go first and foremost to area code 815, because I'm pretty sure he has lots to rant and rave about.
Hey, good evening,
okay,
Diamond,
good
and
evening.
How are you?
Good evening. We are fine here.
Yes.
What's going on with you?
Okay. Hey, pick my laundry up from Wang Lee's drop-off and you picky-uppy. And, hey, I'm quite angry. They starched my boxers, extra heavy starch.
Oh, no.
I am not a happy camper.
That would be kind of hard to move around in, actually.
Right, babe, what can I say? But here are my two beefs. Beef number one. Illinois Link cards have been traced to being used in Las Vegas, Nevada. And you want to try for Hawaii?
Wait. Rewind that and repeat.
Okay. It seems that they can trace when you use your Link card. It seems I thought that you could only use your Illinois Link card in Illinois. I mean, I thought if you got the card here, huh?
I thought the same thing.
Well, apparently it is not so. They had it on the news last week. They have traced Link card usage from Illinois to West Las Vegas, and Hawaii. Notice somebody, hey, the understanding I have of it that Hawaii is very, very expensive. What is somebody doing in Hawaii with a Link card?
I agree with you.
What are they doing in Las Vegas with a Link card?
Right, an Illinois Link card at that.
Really, an Illinois Link card. Now, let's get real. That's my number one beef. My number two beef. A lot of Illinois, the governor's crying the blues, oh, we're broke, we're running out of money, and yada, yada. Okay. They have, most of them, I understand, have cell phones that we pay the bill for. And some of them have those high-end phones, those BlackBerries and those other phones that you can get on the Internet with.
I don't think that is actually accurate.
Hmm?
I don't think that that is accurate. Hey, I don't think that you're able to acquire a high-end phone that the government is paying for.
Hey, going back what the news is running by, they still have, okay, they've got the cell phones, is it? Some of them were BlackBerries. Now, but see, here is the thing. The bill, I don't remember the dollar amount, but it was absolutely humongous that we're paying for these clowns to have those cell phones. And if you think they're turning them in at the end of the workday, you better think again.
Oh, wow. So these are, wait a minute. These are employees, not people who are on a public assistance.
Not public. No, these are state employees.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you. Okay.
Yeah, these
so you're
are state employees, not people that are on assistance. The government is giving them BlackBerry phones and those other high-end phones. These are government, state government workers that our tax dollars are paying for those phones for them. And I would like to know what are they doing with a phone that you can text with, that you can get on the internet with. You know, hey, now this is just totally ridiculous. And the fee for that is absolutely astronomical. And the thing being, like I said, they do not turn those phones in at the end of the workday.
Okay, well, hold that right there. If you just joined us, you are listening to Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. I want to hear from you. If it's something that got your panties in a bunch, your knickers in a knot, it doesn't matter what the topic is. It could be politics, economics, government. It can be employment. It doesn't matter. If you have something that you want to vent, then I want to hear it from you. Our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. You can also communicate with me in the chat room. I can read your question and or comment over the air. You can also send me a tweet. We are on Twitter at Secure Your Life, as well as Facebook at Secure Your Life. And I'm going to take my next rant from our chat room. And in our chat room, there was a question basically that says, are there any sane people out there? Now, here's something for the fathers. This person actually has a big beef with a friend of theirs that did not mind. Actually, their 17-year-old daughter had a birthday and placed their daughter's 17-year-old daughter's phone number on Facebook, telling everyone to give their daughter a happy birthday wish, well wishing, if you will. Not taking in the fact that there are strangers and perverts that may actually get her phone number and harass her. What the hell is going on with that? And the father didn't even see that there was any danger with that. That's crazy. That is insane. Why would you put your child's information on the internet like that? Facebook. I mean, come on. You're asking for some crazy people to harass your child.
Yeah.
And then when these perverts start calling, then what?
Yeah. Not thinking.
I mean, I want to hear from you. If you are a father, an uncle, a brother, or even a mother or an aunt, for that matter, I want to hear from you on this subject. Do you think it was a good idea for this father, although well intentions of giving his daughter a happy birthday, well wishing from everyone, was it insane for him to place his daughter's phone number on Facebook, telling everyone to call her to wish her happy birthday? I want to hear from you if you think that that was completely insane. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time for you to get your rant and rave on. I want to hear from you. If you can join us in the chat room as well, or tweet me, I will definitely read your rant and rave over the air, your question and or comment as well. We definitely want to hear from you. So I'm going to take the next phone call, and if you don't mind, caller, before you give me your rant, can you tell me what you think about the father who indeed placed his child's phone number on Facebook? Hello, caller. How are you? 312.
I am fine. I can't stop. My jaw is going, not too smart. How can we say child predators?
Right.
As
I mean,
father, right. And your father.
That's insane.
Protecting the child. Why didn't you put your phone number there and you could forward it to your phone and then let her look at it if you wanted everybody to wish it to her? That way you can get the perverts on the phone.
Yeah, that's just nuts.
Come on. Next time, send the invitation to the parties and no. Nada.
That's just insane.
I'm glad that I'm not his wife, because the only thing I would be sitting there going is, have you lost your mind? How are we going to fix this one? And you did it. It's not her fault.
I mean, right. You're going to have some insane people. Everybody that's on Facebook is not necessarily sane, for one thing. And you don't know who the unscrupulous people are anyway. And, you know, especially if you have 5,000 friends. I mean, who the hell really has 5,000 close acquaintances or friends, if you will?
You don't.
Right. So, I mean, so you're exposing.
I got 10 and the rest of my fruitcakes.
Well, not only that, but you're exposing your child's phone number to everyone's friends and their friends' friends and the friends' friends of those friends, because on Facebook you can see, unless you put that privacy thing on there, you can see the other people's friends or what's on their wall. That's insane. I don't even know this person's daughter. But the bad part about this is, if my friend was the one that actually responded to them, I could see on their wall and actually call this child. That's nuts.
Uh-oh.
Right. I'm going to go to the next caller. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. I want to hear from you. If something has gotten under your collar, hit your last nerve, got your panties in a bunch or your knickers in a knot, and you want to vent about it, I want to hear about it. Phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I'm going to go to area code 980.
Yes, it's
Thomas.
How
are you this evening?
Good. It's Thomas.
Hey, Thomas, what's going on?
You know, I'll tell you why I'm mad, Ma. Let me tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad at these people doing, like, all these public assistance and all these programs for, like, a decade and still be broke. How are you going to be on Section 8 for, like, 5 years, don't pick no rent, and got no money? How are you going to be married on Section 8 and ain't got no money?
Wait. Ooh, hold on. You can be married and be on Section 8?
Yeah. Oh, that's the ultimate hustle. Oh, you didn't know that?
Oh, no. I thought that there was a requirement that you couldn't be married.
Mm-hmm. Nope. You can actually be on Section 8, get married, and still stay on Section 8.
Get out of here.
It depends on how many people you have in your family that meet the median income number. So if you got 4 or 5 kids, you get married, and you know, y'all get together, you got a family of, you know, 6 or 7 people, and you're only making like $45,000-$50,000, you're getting free rent or close to it.
Wow. Wow. I mean, you know what, that's a new one on me.
Oh yeah.
So wait a minute. You can be on Section 8 already.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Okay. And then get married after the fact. Now,
mm-hmm.
are you reporting the fact that you're married, or are you still going as single woman head of household?
You're reporting it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, well, that's a new one on me.
It's based on the median income for the family. Like I said, so if you got 3-4 children and a husband, and you're only making like 50-60 grand, certain cities, you know, like in a city like Charlotte where the median income is a little higher for the South. I mean, someone, a family, you know, making $60,000 with, you know, 5 heads of feet ain't a lot of money. Or $50,000, you know, so the area median income for a family of 4 is supposed to be $90,000 and you're only making 50, you'd probably be in the house, you know what I mean?
Wow. See, I learn something new every day on this show.
Yeah,
every
it's
day I learn something.
I got someone right now that's getting ready to rent for me, right? She's getting $1,000 a month, and she ain't got to contribute anything.
Now, how did that happen?
She's got a family of 4. She only makes $32,000, and she gets child support.
You know what? I mean, I must be in the wrong hustle.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. I said, my new hustle might be, I'm getting me a chick on Section 8.
Oh, now see, that's
what I need. Baby, I got your rent for a whole year.
Wow.
You know, even if they got to pay ain't no more than $100-$200 a month, I got you for the whole rent. I'm even madder at the dudes who with these chicks, and because they still broke. And the rent
now,
like
that's what I can't understand. Like you said, if you have an opportunity for the government to basically pick up your living expenses, you know, why is it that you're struggling? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. I'm like, and it would be so crazy that when it's time for them to buy a house, if they want to go buy a house, they can use that money to go buy a house if they want to.
Wow.
See, Diamond?
Yes.
Yeah. Those people are not, hey, they don't save any money. They get their money and they spend it. But you see, here's the thing. They're going to be in for a rude awakening, and it won't be long, I do believe. Now, they've got rumors going around that Social Security is running out of money. Okay,
it's
they're saying
not a
they're
rumor.
Going to. Huh?
It's not a rumor. It's
okay, it's a fact. No, I agree. It's a fact. Okay. Now, Social Security is running out of money. Now, what I pick, okay, it has been long proven. You don't make your workers mad. Eventually, I believe what they're going to do with Social Security is this. They're going to tell the people, say, okay, whatever you have coming to you, hey, you guarantee you're going to get that. We're going to see to it that you get that, and they're going to keep their word on it. You will get that. But there will be no more Social Security deductions. That's number one is going down. And these people that are on these welfare programs, these link card programs, they're going to cut those programs to the bone. Those people are going to end up out on the street. You've got 3 and 4 generations of people living in public housing. How can this makes no kind of sense.
Well,
anybody that has ever even walked by a public housing project and just looked in. You don't have to go in there. Just drive by or walk by and look down the streets. Those places are not designed for permanent residency. They're not designed for that. They are, and these people that come in, they come in, oh, there's a playground right down the street, and we got a kitchen. Please give it a break. Those places were originally designed for people to move in there that could do no better, get themselves together and move out and make space for the next group. It was never designed for 3 and 4 generations people to come in there and just squat.
Well,
when the deal goes down, and they start cutting those programs, and those people end up out in the street, nobody is going to pay any attention to them. See, because hey, it has been long proven all down through history, you don't make your workers mad. You don't make your workers mad because they will revolt on you. But these poor slobs that's been sucking the system dry, nobody gives a damn about them. And when they come up and start raising a fuss, they're going to put the dogs on them.
Well, I got a slightly different take on what's likely to happen. With Social Security, I got a friend who's a GS-13 in Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that is on the table is them outsourcing, not necessarily like the investment account that the trust that Social Security is in, because that's basically, if you let Wall Street get their hands on that, you can forget it.
Mm-hmm.
But what may end up happening is, you know, a lot of government services, the push is to get more government services privatized so that way they can get their legacy costs down for retirees, because if it goes to the private sector, these people aren't going to get the same pensions. So that's one thing. Now, the reason you won't see people in housing projects necessarily tossed out into the street necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know Chicago is a little different because they demolish most of your high rises, but like in cities like New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and the East Coast, it'll be blood in the streets, and they know that, so they wouldn't do it. I don't know if you're probably old enough to remember the blackouts and the riots and the fires in New York in the 70s. They already know what that's like. They don't want that again.
No, destroyed their own neighborhoods.
You're right, but they still, at the end of the day, you know, their own neighborhoods included Harlem.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's white people in Harlem now, but there's still a lot of, a teaspoon of milk and coffee. So they don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
If you go uptown, if you go to Brooklyn, you go to Queens, you go to places like that, you can't, they won't do it just because they know there's blood in the streets if they do that. So you won't see, like, for instance, like, people didn't necessarily put out the projects because they don't have, because at the end of the day, they really don't have a place to put them, and no one wants them. Like I can only speak from my experience in the tri-state area and other areas I've lived. They're not going to want those people like going to like Westchester County. They try putting a lot of them, for instance, in Westchester County, but then you got Yonkers is an overrun cesspool, and then you got all the other little small neighboring areas around. So I don't know if you necessarily see that. Now, the part about them sucking up the resources, you have to understand it's always a matter of relativity and scale, because the very rich think of us as worthless eaters.
That's true.
The very rich, you know, there's something called Malthusian logic. Thomas Malthus was the founder, he's basically the person who predated Darwin. So the whole concept of, you know, social Darwinism and Darwinism, it comes from this guy. And basically, the reason we have war, the reason we have poverty, the reason we have famine is because the rich don't think that there's a problem with the resources. They think it's too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get rid of the people.
Right.
So if you're not considered a productive member of the society in their eyes, then, you know, you're basically just a worthless eater and cattle. So right now we have a 35% unemployment rate in this country for black males. From
mm-hmm.
ages 16 to 24, and from 16 to like 35 is probably about 25 to 30%. Either way, if you had white people with those kind of unemployment rates, someone would be hanging.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so when we say, okay, well, the people who are on the system, part of the reason these people are still on the system is because there has been no serious effort to try to put money back into the inner city at all. There's no real effort to try to do that. In fact, one of the things that happened when the Japanese started putting plants over here, you know what one of the things they said?
What
put
was
the
that?
Plant where there's the least black people.
Wow.
Now, South Carolina in Alabama because they're basically, they promised no unions, was able to, you know, finagle that because those have always been, you know, conservative, quote-unquote, Republican states. But if they had their druthers, you know, because you can basically pay those people a lot less because the education level and everything else, that's the only reason that you find plants there. But if you look and they have it their way, they put those plants to places where you find the least black people.
Mm-hmm. St. Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll tell you something that is definitely happening in Illinois. Outside of Chicago, there's a suburban area called Buffalo Grove.
Uh-huh.
Now, they built it up like crazy. At first, it was next to nothing. I can't give you a – let's see. I'm trying to remember the date. I would say around 96, 90, somewhere around 96, 97 – I got into a conversation with a young man. He's a construction worker, and he had done some. He was with the crew that was doing the building. He was involved in the building of this big area out in Buffalo Grove. Okay, uh-huh. He said that a number of months had gone by, and it seemed that there was a flooding out there. He was with the crew that went out to clean up the flooding. And all those places that they had built were still sitting vacant. Now, shortly after that, of course, a conversation with people about Buffalo Grove, it seems that a lot of Section 8 people have been moved out there.
Yeah.
They're getting them out of the cities.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving those people out of Chicago and putting them out in the suburbs. But you see, here's the thing. You have a number of areas outside of Chicago that are really kind of away from everything. You get next to no bus service. You get bus service in the morning, nothing through the day, and bus service in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that you can get a bus to say get you to the subway or to the L, so you can go to work and you can get back home. After that, if you don't have a car, you're stuck out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are a number of areas around. Let's see, we have Robbins. I forgot the name of the other area. We have Robbins, it's outside of Chicago, Argyle Gardens, and Roseland, Rosewood, something with a Rose, something like that, that's kind of outside of Chicago also. These are basically black communities. Now, what's happening is this. All around these areas is this vacant space. Have the foggiest notion of who owns that. Now, the government can come in and they can slap up a house in a booth. All they have to do is slap up, put some houses out there, move those Section 8 people out there, deny the public transportation, only have it just like they do for Argyle Gardens, morning and evening, and be waiting for them when they see them coming into the city. Hey, where are you going? And they will be blocked off and stuck in their communities, and the Koreans and all these other people will go out there and open up their little shops and just be sucking the community dry like they are now in the inner city, because the inner city will be moved.
Hold that thought. If you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time for you to get your rant and rave on. I want to hear from you. What has gotten your knickers in a knot or your panties in a bunch? What has gotten you hot under the collar? This is a show where you get a chance to get your rant, your rave, and vent whatever is going on that you dislike. So we've had several topics, and I want to go to the chat room and read some of the things that have been going on in the chat room. We've had several things. One, we have one audience member that is pissed to no end about what's going on with Daley. That's Mayor Daley, who now is no longer the current mayor, but he has five security people who will be protecting him and his wife for an unspecified amount of time since he has left the office, and the cost for the city will be $400,000 a year to pay for this. And he will be making over $1 million a year, and that does not include his speaking engagement. What the hell is that?
Okay. Wonder how much taxes he's going
to
pay.
I mean, the city of Chicago is claiming to be broke. Why in the hell are they spending $400,000 to protect Dailing and his wife? That's insane. And I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve to have protection. But what I am saying is that it shouldn't be at that high of a cost that the city has to absorb that. So I want to hear from you if you would like to talk about that topic before you get a chance to get your own rant and rave on. Let's talk about the fact that Mayor Daley is going to be absorbing, let's just say the city is going to be absorbing $400,000 a year to protect Mayor Daley and his wife since he has left the office of mayor in the city of Chicago. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And callers, 773-988. You'll be next. You have been so patiently waiting. And if you don't mind by answering the question first about Mayor Daley's $400,000 ticket that the city has to pay in order to protect him, if you can answer that question first and then tell me what your rant or rave is, I'd greatly appreciate it. You are on the air, 773. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you this evening?
I am doing fabulous. Could you please tell me what are your thoughts on this big, huge $400,000 bill that the city has to absorb in order to protect Mayor Daley and his wife?
Well, I just think it's part of the compensation package that he has been that has been bestowed upon him for him stepping down and stepping out of the way to allow the new regime to come into power, for one thing. Number two, all politicians reach into the honeypot and they grab and they just take the public funds and abuse them. That's, I mean, most offices actually do that. I mean, from presidents to big city mayors, they're all abusing the funds, and that's part of the problem. The government has gotten so big that it's outspending our economy and on things like this. You know, all these perks are part of the system. It's the way that our government has started to do business, and frankly, a lot of people are getting fed up with it because he's getting $400,000 just for security and untold benefits, including his brother getting benefits to go to Washington. I mean, just so much that's being given, you know, for his service and, like I said, for him stepping down. So, you know, that's what the politicians do with our money because we don't know that we're supposed to say something or we have the right to say something about it.
Yeah, I think it's insane. I think that I'm not saying that he does not deserve to be protected because, of course, he does, and especially anyone who has put in, what, 22 years of service?
Well, I just want to say that. Yeah, he's well, it was his birthright to be here for 22 years. I mean, you know, it's a part of the daily legacy, you know. Thank good he doesn't have any sons, otherwise we'll be seeing some more dailies up there. But
I hope not.
Yeah, but I think that in general, I believe that politicians have access to untold amounts of cash, and just like Wall Street, they pretty much do what they want. And in fact, they're in bed with Wall Street, and they're all just on the gravy train. You know, it's like a huge gravy train. Everybody's at the trough feeding and getting fat off the backs of regular people who have no power or no say-so.
Yeah, and I still say that is completely insane that we're spending that kind of money. I'm not, like I said before, I'm not saying that he does not deserve to have a security detail because, of course, he should be protected, but not at the tune of $400,000. Not when, you know, not when we need new schools, not when the fact that children are not getting the proper books or, you know, educational material, they're not even getting proper health care. So, and there's so many things that are going, you know, that's going awry that actually could be benefited from that kind of money. It's just insane.
Well, I think, like Thomas said earlier, not too much value is placed on the lives of unproductive individuals or what the society has deemed as liabilities, since most of the money is coming probably from, you know, inner city sources or drug sources or however, wherever they're getting this money from to pay an additional $400,000. The point is, even if they're holding back taxes and holding back services to our community, they're getting the money basically from our community, most of it, you know, because we're the, I mean, the numbers, we're the sheer numbers. So I would say, well, we used to be. Well, but anyway, there's still a large amount of money they can take out of the black community in the way of services, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they're going to get the money. You know, and it's really, we're kind of powerless to say anything about it, you know. And that takes programs like this to allow people to vent and make people aware of what is really going on. It's ridiculous, but the question is, what can we do?
Yeah, there needs to be some kind of resolve. And I think that we need to rally together and make it known that, no, it is not okay for you to frivolously spend our money on whatever you want to spend it on.
Well, I think if people speak up on an individual basis, they are targeted. And we have to speak as a single voice and as a group. That's the only way we're going to get anything done. If we act as individuals, really nothing is going to happen. It's going to still remain the same. So I think... you know, a part of the problem is, like, there's got to be a rally call. There has to be people working together as a unit. And until that happens, you know, we might as well just, as my friends say, we might as well just swallow. You know, just take it. Take your medicine and just swallow.
Well, yeah, hold that thought 1 second. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. Time to get your rant and rave on. I want to hear from you. If something has gotten you hot under the collar, your knickers in a knot, your panties in a bunch, and you want a chance to vent about it, this is definitely the show for you. It doesn't matter what the topic is. It could be politics. It can be your home life. It can be employment or lack thereof, or what's going on with our government. What's going on with the banking system? It doesn't matter. I want to hear from you. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And you can also join us in the chat room. We are taking your comment and our questions there, as well as Twitter. You can tweet us at Twitter at Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life. Oh, we have someone that is in the chat room said that we can actually go to our aldermen, and because they do have a right to vote at the city council level. So we need to actually rally to our aldermen about the things that we dislike that's going on.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
So, you know, and we need to exercise the rights that we do have. You know, and we do.
Yeah, the question
that
is, what rights do we really have?
Well, then that's and you're right about that too. We need to be informed about our rights.
Well, I know that rights are something that you know, that people say that you're granted rights, but you actually have to take action to have rights. And if you don't take action, then there's nobody who's going to grant rights to you if you don't fight for them.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah,
that
people, you know, assume that you automatically, you know, your life comes with certain inalienable rights, but every right that we have, you know, the right to live, the right to breathe, the right to eat, we have to fight for those things.
Okay, and you're right about that. And I asked you a question. I would like to know, what is your rant or rave tonight? What has actually gotten under your collar, your knickers in a knot?
I think just in general, just things like the mayor. I don't have any particular thing. It's just collective at this point. You know, the state of the economy, the direction, the future of our country and of people in general, the lives of individuals, and all the things that we're not being told, I think. I think that's my rant. You know, we're not being told enough about what we should be doing to prepare ourselves for what's going to happen here. Because, I mean, something is going on. I mean, collectively people are beginning to feel it, but we don't know what it is. So I think we need to be more informed. People need to be more informed about what's going on.
Well, if you guys are looking for information, Diamond?
Yes.
There's a gentleman by the name of Kenneth Reeves. He's a PhD economist.
Yes,
I've
heard of him.
Morehouse. And I think he taught at Emory, and I think he got a PhD from Emory. He has a website called AskTheWiz.info. This brother is one of the brightest minds that you'll ever meet in the world of finance and global economics.
Hmm.
He has.
Can you repeat that again?
The name of the website is AskTheWiz.info. AskTheWiz.info.
AskTheWiz.info.
Yes, he teaches an investing course. Now, I've been to some of the investing courses with the likes of Thinkorswim, Invest Tools. These things cost thousands of dollars. He teaches his course for $50 a month, and you can get to see him twice.
Oh, wow.
Twice a month he'll let you see it, and he even gives you guidance. He'll even look at your portfolio for you, and if you have an investment club, he'll review the portfolio and help you rebalance every quarter.
Hmm.
But see, you know what happens? People, they'd rather go spend, you know, $2,000 with a Caucasian, whereas you got a brother who has the credentials. This brother's a PhD in economics.
You know, I think our priorities are all screwed up. That's one of the problems.
Well, we never, you know, I noticed something that when people look for talent, they will go and look, like you say, for Caucasians or somebody that they don't know or somebody around the corner, around the world. But I believe that a smart person will first look for talent right around himself. But it takes somebody who's talented to do that, because if you don't have much talent, you're going to assume that people around you don't have talent. And that's a bad assumption to make.
Yeah.
So I agree with you wholeheartedly. And does he teach any courses on how to deal with the tax load of anything about taxes, personal income taxes, and how
No, because he's not a CPA. He's an investment strategist. He's basically his whole conversation is about how to learn the markets. About, he teaches mainly about options. So,
oh, okay.
Like, yeah,
I'm involved with options now.
Okay. Well, whatever you know, he probably could take you to the next level. Because everyone,
I'm sure.
Because, you know, one of the things that, you know, I learned, one of the things that if you look at what happens with Caucasians, Jews, anyone else who's investing, you notice they always have an apprentice. George Soros, for instance, he had an apprentice. He had this guy who he just left the Quantum Fund just recently. I can't remember his name. It's Stanley. He's got a Jewish name. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But basically the guy, he's worth like $3.5 billion, and George Soros taught him a lot of stuff. Or just like Warren Buffett has an apprentice. He has some people that, you know, if he should, you know, decide he wants to step down, that he's taught everything you need to know about risk management and everything. So you always have. So that's what I'm looking for. Because I do options myself, but I want someone who can take me to the next level, and that's what I'm enrolled in this course.
Yeah. You want a mentor.
Exactly, and he's the person.
Exactly. And that's the way it should be. I mean, we need to learn how to do more mentoring in our communities, because every other community does that.
Yeah.
You know, they pass knowledge down, and they take people and create apprenticeships and teach them what they know.
Yep.
That is true. I have a bit of a rant that's similar to the subject. But I am so sick and tired of people who expect our president, who I think has been, out of all of the presidents that we have had in this country, he has been the most disrespected, and I'm sick of it. They're expecting him to be the next Messiah and expecting him to change the world by himself, not knowing how this how government actually works. And they're expecting him to be able to move mountains and miracles within only 4 years. And I think that is completely ridiculous for the amount of responsibility that they're trying to put on this man.
Yeah, it's not a dictatorship. There are three branches of government, and there's a system of checks and balances. No one branch can outweigh the other branch. There has to be total cooperation with the government, and we're not going to get that. The man is a man of color. His skin is dark. He's the first black president. They can't get used to it. All they can do is fight it. I mean, it just shows you if they're fighting the president, what they're doing to the black community as a whole. You know, they're trying to keep him from accelerating or being great or in any area, just like they're doing the black community. It's institutionalized in this country. They can't help themselves. That's what they were taught.
Well, yeah.
Well, not only that, the bad part about it is actually the biggest complaints I'm hearing is not from everyone else. I mean, everyone else, of course, every other nationality does have a beef with our president. But what I am saying, what I am hearing mostly that is really my rant is the fact that African-American people are the biggest hypocrites, and they're sitting there expecting Barack Obama to move a mountain just for the black. He's not doing enough for the black community. He is the president of the whole United States.
Well, see, the thing is that every community in this country is pretty much programmed to respond to stimuli from the media and what they're watching and seeing. And the black community is no different. I mean, they're putting all this negative energy into the black community and painting a picture of Obama, and people are responding to it. They're finally starting to respond to it. They've been doing a smear campaign on Obama since long before he even got into office. So people are just now starting to join that bandwagon, because we've been conditioned to do that over and over again for months and months, since before he got in office. So it's like a slingshot effect. But the whites and the conservatives, they've been doing it all the time, and in huge numbers.
Well, I think that one thing we have to realize, you know, there's a lot of people who are politically immature, and they may not understand the realities. Like, you know, I there's one guy who's a host on Law Talk, and he was like, I thought he was going to be like one of the brothers. You know what I mean? And you know, that was a real statement. Like, you know, and what people don't realize, if he says anything remotely close to, I got a program.
Taking favoritism, that's what they're waiting on.
Yeah, you know, and they were like, for instance, if he were to come up and say, you know, I don't believe, because he says he doesn't believe in reparations, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to say something like, okay, people who are of African descent who basically were part of the descendants of the slave trade,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, you get, you know, free college for for as many generations as there were slaves.
And some psychological.
Exactly.
something to help our psyches.
Yes, psychological counseling is definitely in order. And so if you were to say anything close to that, they would take to their guns and they would go string them up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you know, it's just the most bizarre thing in the world. You know, this country, they still haven't dealt with the problem.
Exactly. They keep sweeping it under the rug.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they keep sweeping it under the rug. It's the most bizarre thing ever. But anyway. So, you know, I have that conversation with people, and they, you know, because I've told, I mean, for me and myself, you know, I can't ever remember a president black or white, that's ever made a difference in my life.
Thank you.
I can't think, you know, of anything that they've done at the national level that has directly affected me.
Other than the entertainment factor, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Other than that,
yeah.
it hasn't really mattered who's been in the office. You know, if you're going to be functional, a lot of cases you are. I think that, you know, until you really, you know, start talking about, you know, changing the economic landscape of the inner city, which they have no desire to do so. I mean, you can look at the way, you know, money is appropriated, and you can look at, like, I even talk about where I live at, you know, Charlotte, where you have 35% of the population of the city of Charlotte is actually African American. And most of those people have, you know, kids who go to the schools. The schools are absolutely considered one of the worst in the nation. Now, because of white flight, I live in an area that's basically, you know, probably about 80% Caucasian. And the schools are some of the best schools in the whole state because you have a tax base that's nothing but houses. There's not one apartment complex in the town I live in.
Wow.
Zero.
And, you know, people don't realize, the effect of that. You know, you hear a lot of people complaining about where their tax money is going. But if you have a lot of apartment buildings in a particular section of a city, then you have to realize that that is only one tax. That is only one tax account
revenue
that's going towards the school system or any other public system that's in the city, because the owner of the property is the one who pays the property tax, not the tenants in that particular apartment building. So that's where the problem lies. When you have a heavy amount of people in an apartment complex, but only one taxpayer, property taxpayer, that is actually they're benefiting. Those people living in that apartment is benefiting from only one taxpayer paying into the tax bracket, and that's the problem.
Well, not only that. But with the one taxpayer, but you having a strain on the school system, because instead of having one family going to school from that location, you have 20 or 30.
Exactly.
And you also have a larger amount of people to service, and there's going to be less money to go around.
Okay,
hold that thought. That increases the crime.
Hold that thought 1 second. If you just joined us, we have a few minutes left, but we're going to keep the conversation going. So if you're in the chat room, please stay with me. And if you're in the queue on the phone line, you can stay with me also. If you'd like to get in our last few minutes, you can do so. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Area code 773-787. You are on the air. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Do you have something that has gotten your panties in a bunch or your knickers in a knot that you'd like to share with us?
You know, when I just came in on the end of the conversation and didn't really get the gist of what was being discussed. So I'm kind of a little bit in the dark there.
Well, actually, tonight is rant and rave. It is your own personal rant and rave. It doesn't matter what the subject is. You get a chance to vent on whatever has gotten on your last nerve.
Oh, wow. I'm probably going to need a minute to decide which topic I want to discuss.
Okay, well, we can definitely come back.
Okay.
I'll go back to 988. You were saying about the fact that the schools are overran by 20 people from one apartment building coming to the schools and overflooding the schools and making them crowded.
Well, yeah, not just the schools, the entire neighborhood. I mean, there's a denser population with a smaller tax base, and the population has a lower per capita income, but the services that are being, there's more of a demand on services, so you're going to have less money for the things that are needed. And I wanted to say one more thing to you about the president's performances. Any president who tries to stand up and act as an individual and do things beyond the status quo, like John Kennedy, for example, he wanted to stand up against the Federal Reserve. That's the real reason that he was killed, exactly. Not because, you know, he loved black people and black people loved him. That had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So, you know,
right.
Barack has to be he has to walk a very fine line. In fact, he doesn't even have to do anything. You know, and there are enough fanatics out here that they know that if they do something, they could start a race riot in this country.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. That is true.
Yeah,
that is 100% true. And they need
the
to stop having these crazy expectations of him.
Yeah, he's the president of the entire country, not just the one community that he comes from. The entire country.
That is definitely true. So if anyone else wants to get their last few minutes, their rant and rave on, please do so right now because we're running out of time.
Oh, say Diamond?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I had something I wanted to say right quick. Like, we are our own worst enemy.
Every individual is.
Yeah, we are our own worst enemy, and we treat each other so badly. I'm going to give you a little scenario. But this does happen. You can have a group of blacks, say like you're standing at a bus stop, men and women, and a Caucasian male in his young 30s will walk by. He's got two 35-millimeter cameras on his shoulder, one around his neck, and a large gadget bag. He walks by them. They're looking at him, and they're saying, oh, a professional photographer. A few minutes later, a young black man goes by about the same age. He's got, instead of three cameras, he's got two, and he's got his big bag. Hey, man, how much you selling them cameras for?
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, every time. He's not a photographer, you know. He has stolen those cameras, and he wants to sell them. That's why he's carrying them out there where everybody can see them. You see, so how much you selling them cameras for? Hey, excuse me, I'm a professional photographer. Oh, you're one of them photo freaks. Always something negative.
That's why the black community could use counseling. I mean, from all of that we've been through. I mean, and all that the media is still putting into our brains.
Mm-hmm.
It would take a lifetime. Or maybe two or three or four generations before we can even begin to turn this negative, self-hating persona around.
As a matter
and
of fact,
he's right about worst enemies. We are our own worst enemies individually.
Right.
You ever want to see your worst enemy? Look in the mirror. I'm
right.
sorry.
As a matter of fact, if one of us comes around and we come into the group and we appear to be more intelligent or more knowledgeable than the others, oh, you just a know-it-all. You think you're smart. I don't like
it. Gentlemen, I can't really co-sign that one because there's a reason for why things are the way they are.
Exactly.
I'll leave you with this. There's a gentleman by the name of Edward Bernays. He was Sigmund Freud's nephew. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Edward Bernays was basically the person who was responsible for being able to shape and mold public opinion. Because, you know, at one point in time in this country, you know, people did things based on utilitary means, meaning that they did things because they needed it. He basically was able to transform this country into a very consumer-driven country and getting people to feel emotional bonds to brands. And so he helped, you know, politicians and companies to be able to go out and manipulate public opinion. I submit to you that our situation isn't something that just happened overnight.
It's
not something that just happened. It's not that we basically wake up in the morning looking to hate ourselves. So I think we got to be very careful about that. It's not that simple.
It's institutionalized.
I mean, like,
My thing is, with people who hustle the system, like I said earlier tonight, I'm mad about, you hustle the system, I'm mad that you still broke.
Exactly.
If you gonna hustle the system, get that, you know, if you're going to hustle the system, hustle the system. You know?
And invest that money.
Exactly. My sister, when she hustled the system, she got a 0.875% mortgage for 30 years, and she's paying $12,000 of interest. That's hustling the system. And
she
the money down. And she got her money back on the tax credit, and she got like $16,000 in points written off on her taxes. That's how you hustle the system.
Mm-hmm. And then she took all that money and saved it and did something with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, way to go.
Well, guys, we are literally actually past the time, but I want to one by one wrap it up, and I'm going to go from the person that just called in. So last shall be first this time, and the first shall be last. So hopefully, 773-787, you've had a chance to let us know what your rant and rave is before we conclude our show this evening.
Well, I think my rant and rave is another show within itself, but it just kind of to pick up from where the gentleman was just speaking about us being our own worst enemy. I have experienced in the past, say about 6 weeks, something that really irritates me, and it has to do with us taking down our own community and having a lack of respect for our community. And unfortunately, I've had the unforeseen privilege of just watching drug dealers up close and personal without their acknowledgement of it just bring our community down and our people and have no respect of life, no initiative as far as being responsible for my fellow brother or sister, and having no self-respect, of course, but no integrity. And that's really bothered me. And like I said, that's another topic within itself. And it really bothered me because I have never, other than like watching television or hearing on the radio or television, ever been that close to situations. And the police, it's like that's a joke. Because even when you try as a civilian to do your duty in contacting them to let them know what's taking place, 2 hours later of just driving by when everything has pretty much been done and finished with is not acceptable.
Wow. Well, that was an excellent rant and rave. You're correct on that, and it's something that definitely needs to be corrected. And unfortunately, it's going to take more than just one person.
Yes.
Well,
you know, go ahead, 773.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, there was a time in our community when we had self-help programs and we had all these different groups invest in time, and we had a really positive spin. And then here came the feds and the Italians and whomever else was involved, and they started introducing drugs into our communities. In an effort to turn the tide and get us back on track, as they see it, it was done by design. What you're seeing is that was done by design, and it's continuing to happen that way.
Wow, and it is a shame. But I'm going to give you also 773-988 a chance to wrap things up. What would be your final words?
Well, my final word would be, I guess, to just kind of look at the big picture. I always say this, there's a bigger picture. There's something operating behind the curtain. We have to learn to look behind the curtain and stop taking everything for face value, because there's a reason. There's a reason for everything. If we look, we can find those reasons. We have to do it collectively as a community.
Well, I definitely agree with that. Okay, 815-395. What are your closing comments?
I agree with this thing of say that rather than a community, talk to the young people. Catch these kids hanging out at McDonald's coming from high school, is hanging out, and sit down and talk to them. Hey, do you guys have any interest in economics? You want to make some money, real money? that you don't go to jail for, or have no nowhere near going to jail, I can show you how to take your little allowance and turn it into some real money.
And it can be done. I definitely agree with you. Well, I want to thank all of you all for joining me again for Tough Talk Tuesday. We had a great show. And don't forget, we are on every weeknight at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. So you can join me here tomorrow. Tomorrow would be Wednesday, and that is for Business in the Making. So if you are an entrepreneur, or if you would like to be one and you want to know some hot tips on that, and if you are one that is looking for a job, we actually talk about places of employment and who's hiring as well. So join me tomorrow for Business in the Making. And tell a friend and spread the word about Secure Your Life. And you can always hit us on Twitter as well as Facebook. But our email address, you can email your comments, questions, or topics that you would like to discuss at SYLSHOW@att.net. Again, that is SYLSHOW@att.net. So until tomorrow at 10, I'm going to have to say goodnight to you all.
Good night, Diamond.
And thanks for joining me. Until tomorrow, we will have a great evening. Good night.